Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is the blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough. Keep the faith. Get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy for Cosmic Love today. And on this January 17th, I thought I would do a show on the inauguration. I have an article on the inauguration up on the website, BPS Radio website on Cosmic Love. If you're coming from that page, you've perhaps read part of it. It's continued on, a full article, and it is discussing the larger cycles that are converging right now at this time, the great turnaround cosmic cycles, and how that relates to cosmic love. So this is huge. 2 million people are estimated to be attending Obama's inauguration as president, and the whole world is watching as never before. I mean, this is really a huge event, and the question everyone's wondering, there are huge issues. Obviously, he's had the, you might say, worst handoff of any president in history from the previous administration, and he's got a serious situation with not just the economy and the portents for war in the Middle East, the ongoing war in Afghanistan, or in winding down in Iraq, but it's serious problems that everyone is in the grip of these days, with portents for economic concern all over the place. So the question we're all asking is, of course, will Obama rise to the occasion? Will he assert the full potential of his intelligence as a teacher of constitutional law for the last 10 years at the University of Chicago? And will he finally explain to the world that we are experiencing collectively, the whole world is experiencing what the United States went through 233 years ago? And I'm referring to the revolution in higher consciousness. Well, this is a call-in talk show today. If you'd like to call in and discuss the inauguration, I'd like to keep on track with the subject I've pretty much laid out with the article on the Cosmic Love webpage. If you've had a chance to look at that, or if you'd like to, you can open another window in your internet browser and review that. There's different key articles, links to that article that flesh out this larger picture of huge cycles that are converging into 2012 as we are fully entered over the cusp of Aquarius, with different energies from the photon belt, alignment with the galactic nexus, and other cycles in our galaxy that right now are converging. And this great drama that we're seeing with the economy and with a war and other momentums from the last Piscean age actually go back to momentums of previous ages. And I go into that. There's this article on the Great Turnaround of Cosmic Cycles that has a graphic of the 24,800-year precession of the equinoxes that references our solar system's orbit through the galaxy, just as Earth in our orbits goes through a yearly cycle in our solar system. And understanding the energetics that impact our consciousness, our DNA, the morphogenic grids of the Earth, the big shift that's in process, I mean, this is really huge. So these cycles are being consummated in global events like clockwork. And you might say it's the cost of clockwork in the larger scheme of the 24,800-year precession of the equinoxes, which is an astronomical period in which our solar system makes a complete orbit through our stellar galaxy. And in, you know, the quantum reality of this is that in this vast ocean of vibrational actuality that we subjugate as reality, there's a frequency band of energies in this sector of the galaxy that we're now passing into. And this frequency band of energies repolarizes our DNA, consciousness, and the morphogenic grids of Earth. And basically it's repolarizing or rebooting the platform for the evolution of all souls on Earth. Well, that frequency band of energy has been known since ancient times as the Aquarian Age, whose attribute is freedom in the spirit of universal love. the chart that I've got linked in this article, and there is, if you do click on the continued version of the article on the Cosmic Love webpage, there's a chart that references the precession of the equinoxes, and you might say a sine wave diagram of the long term of history. And basically, as it explains in that chart and later in the article, and there's several links that key into a full-blown article on the understanding of this long-term cycle of history. It's been understood in many cultures in the ancient Vedic literature referred to it as the Kali Yuga. And we're talking about what they referenced as a dark cycle, the last 12,000 years. And there's a positive and a negative polarity in the precession of the equinoxes. You might say a negative energy and a positive energy. And the dark cycle references, you might say, the kingdom of worldly energies, which a lot of people understand is kind of a gross materialism. And then this next 12,000-year cycle that we're just entering with Aquarius references more the positive polarity of this spiral of our galaxy through the solar system. And this understanding of how this energetic shift is repolarizing the energetics of the planet, and there's the repolarizing of, you know, the morphogenic grids and the tectonic plates of the Earth. There's an acceleration of the levels of volcanism and earthquake activity that's gone exponential the last 10 years. Now, there's also an acceleration of consciousness the last 10 years that's gone exponential, planetary consciousness, human consciousness with the Internet, with the instant everywhere interactive power of the Internet, you know, knowledge power going global. And these are huge, might say, correlations in both the physical energetics of the planet and the perceptual grids of consciousness on the planet. So this is going on, and I go into that in this article. I'd like to go into this today, what's known or been understood by the ancient Hopi and Mayan calendar systems as the Great Purification. It's going on spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, you might say. All levels of density in this dense octave of incarnation that we call Earth, it's going on. And the old momentums of the last, not just Piscean Age, but the last 12,000 years are basically up for transmutation. And as the extraordinary light of the photon belt accelerates, as we fully enter the photon belt and align with the galactic nexus, there's a repolarization going on. And there's a lot of ways of looking at this. There's simple metaphors. I go into some of those in this article, and I'll go into that today. And there's more profound, you know, astronomical, astrophysics understanding that I'm sure some of you are aware of what this means with the alignment of our galaxy, with the galactic nexus. And there's a spiraling of our galaxy, as I've mentioned, through the galaxy, spiraling of our solar system through the galaxy. And the spiral, what we usually think of the orbit of Earth in our solar system through the galaxy, you know, the precession of the equinoxes, usually we think of that as an elliptical orbit. But in fact, it's not understood, and I've read many articles on this, that it's more like a figure eight flow. And about every 12,000 years in this 24,000 year or 24,800 year cycle, this figure eight flow of our solar system to the galaxy goes through the photon belt, which is a highly charged energy a nebula, you might say, that, and there's articles that I have linked in this article on this subject that goes into the photon belt and goes into in more detail what's going on with the, you might say, the light of consciousness as a function of the energetic stimulation of consciousness and the energy, the highly active energetics of this this photon belt in this cycle we're going into right now, as we're passing into and through this photon belt, actually for the next 2,000 years, which is known as Aquarius. There is a repolarization going on, and an interesting dynamic goes on with this process. You might say, so much of our DNA and our consciousness has been programmed with the earthy, or the, you might say, the kingdom of the world and worldly energies, materialistic energies, that we take for granted. It's normal. And we see this in institutions that barely, if at all, serve the purpose for which they were created. We see our economic institutions basically, at this point, collapsing or trashing the economy, just as we see a healthcare system that's 97.5% disease care. Has very little to do with the building of health and prevention of disease and everything to do with treating of it. And this is all a part and parcel of the materialistic mindset that looks to the concentrations of money and power for ownership and control of the physical and human resources of the earth. Well, as I go through in the article, this inversion, subversion, and perversion of basically conscience is really ripe right now. It's kind of come full cycle the last 12,000 years, and it's being repolarized right now with the converging of these high-energy cycles in the photon belt in alignment with the galactic nexus and with other influences like this dwarf planetary system called Planet X that's coming in. This extremely highly charged energy system that has been on the radar for about 25 years, was commonly reported back then by NASA and has been blacked out in the media ever since. Because as with the photon belt, science really does not know exactly what all this means. They just know it, you know, there's just that understanding that huge changes are coming. And in past history, on a 12,000-year basis, like as back to the time of Atlantis, this has been cause for cataclysmic change, not necessarily being the same consequences now, but the portents are such that you might say it's politically incorrect to discuss that which will further terrorize an already terrorized public. Matter of fact, they have laws against, at this point, even reporting asteroids or any influence that might impact or otherwise threaten the Earth. It's been outlawed from even reporting that in the media until it passes the planet. Interesting, isn't it? So, in any regard, there's a lot of, you might say, earth-shaking events that are in process. The inauguration is huge in the sense that we have, obviously, a president that has far more intelligence than the outgoing president. How that intelligence is going to basically catch the wave and ride the wave of change in our, you know, planetary systems, in our social, political, and economic institutions, how you know that's going to play out, it's not known. It was really interesting this last week talking or listening to NPR when their different commentators were talking about the meetings that they've been having privately and in groups, you know, the journalists with Obama, and were just almost stunned with the level of depth that he has with understanding of issues and at the same time, the way he can keep it simple when it, you know, and step it down, you know, the issues, you know, when need be. So I'd like to think, you know, I want to believe, and I'm sure as a lot of people do, that things are going to turn around. Well, things are definitely, cycles are definitely going to turn, and there's a principle here of the light coming in brings up all unlike itself. You might say it disrupts or agitates the dense momentums of prevailing perception that have been established in social, political, and economic institutions that basically, as I mentioned before, don't serve the purpose for which they were created, but are serving their own purposes of either moneyed power, control, or protecting their turf. You know, these huge bureaucracies and institutions whose bottom line is, as with corporate law, that wherever profits are at stake, shareholders come before the public. And, of course, the consequence of that is that we live in a world where we'd like to think that people matter as much as private capital, but we're seeing, you might say, the dregs of the Piscean Age and former ages. You might say the history of ancient, you know, the history as we know it, going back, you know, thousands of years, when survival of the fittest meant those who can seize power and control and maintain it. And those momentums, rather than a wholly new momentum of a different nature, is foreign to the species to a certain extent. Well, again, you know, I really believe that is changing, whether we know it or like it or not. It can be an easy transition through these next several years, or it can be a very difficult, traumatic, cataclysmic, you know, transition. There are forces that have profited from the creation and management of chaos, terror, war, disease, and basically hell on earth, and their judgment is nigh. You know, this too shall pass. And it's all going to come out in the wash. You know, and when I say the wash, I'm saying that we're all being flooded with this energy, this light, and it's for each and all. Every soul is going through thinning of the veil, and they might say the thinning of that sense of separation from all that is real, all that is connected to, you know, all people in the family of man in our global village. So process is accelerating. I referenced that with different article links regarding the 2012 timeline, how things have been accelerating, and if you think things have happened fast now, you haven't seen anything yet. What we see in the weather, you know, and the severity of weather, I'd like to think that, you know, that it's just an anomaly, but there's another part of me that has been tracking the exponential increase in volcanism and earthquake activity and violent storms on the planet the last 10 years. And these charts are again, politically incorrect. I've seen enough of them to know that it's happening. I've gone to enough conferences on earth changes and read enough articles on the subject to realize that something big is happening, and whether you say it's going to get worse before it gets better, or that, you know, this change cycle is going to accelerate with, you know, more challenges, you know, personally, I believe that this is the time when, you might say, the calm before the storm, and that I would like to think, again, that it could be harmonious. And I'd like to talk about how the shift could be harmonious in terms of checking and balancing, you know, the life support systems of the Earth, how that could happen into 2012 with, you might say, a revolution in higher consciousness and the release of technologies that will provide free energy technology to clean up the environment and other things that could happen in through 2012. This, again, is there's you might say, a polarization of forces that want to own and control the resources of the Earth and maintain the status quo of big oil, big pharma, you know, media control, and other factors of control. And there's other forces that are already creating checks and balances, you know, kind of form of homeostasis in the body politic through the Internet. And that is one of the key focuses of this article on the Cosmic Law webpage that you can read about. This understanding of how the Constitution today, an upgraded understanding of the Constitution, is really appropriate to understanding the Internet revolution in higher consciousness, our freedoms of speech, assembly, to petition government, press, religion. They all correlate to the dynamic that's going on with, you might say, a revolution in higher consciousness and the collective conscience of our social networks. So culturing social conscience in our social networks has been an exponential phenomenon the last 10 years. Actually, the Internet's about 16 years old, where the growth rate has been just increasing exponential. And this has been, you might say, a check and balance on other influences that are highly specialized, compartmentalized, fragmented, special interests, you might say, whose vested interest is to keep knowledge, power, freedom, and control from the people rather than of, by, and for the people. So this dynamic has been going on. There's more light coming in, more consciousness being, you might say, expanded in the global mind or the global social networks, and it's creating a really unique dynamic. When I say light brings up all unlike itself, it's the principle of universal or cosmic love brings up all unlike itself. And it's a two-edged sword. As you become more conscious of how you've been unconscious, you have to kind of wrestle with momentums and habits of believing, thinking, feeling, and acting that before were like the autonomic nervous system. You know, you just don't think about it. It's on automatic pilot. And the principle involved here is like the principle of biofeedback. Once you become conscious of that which was unconscious, you not only will to control, you can't resist conscious control. Well, this is going on globally, and it has to deal with the self-governing systems and, you know, that we consider democratic and all our social, political, and economic institutions. The Constitution, of course, was created for that purpose in public institutions. And we have this dynamic right now, this huge dynamic going on in the collective consciousness where there is the old momentums of, you might say, linear consciousness. I call it lockstep, linear, letter of the law consciousness that killeth the spirit of the law. Then you have a new spherical, spiritual, nonlinear consciousness that knows intuitively what is going on with this process and makes those intuitive leaps that it connects the dots, and it basically is able to get the picture, the larger picture of what's going on in planetary consciousness right now, at least in the social networks that are basically weaving the fabric of a new consciousness on the planet. And the cutting edge of that basically is enlightened light workers, light bearers, I call them global citizens or global netizens, who are activists for the purpose of the, you know, more light, more consciousness. I refer to it as the currency of conscience, and bringing light to dark places. And again, this a person can only deal with so much awareness of these issues without feeling responsible or, and in many cases, burdened with the knowledge. And I think the, one of the ancient expressions there is Jesus referred to as my burden is light. And his burden is light in the sense is it's not heavy, but it's light in the sense that it's illumined or enlightened. And that's basically what's going on. And it is challenging our institutions. It's challenging everyone's way of looking at the world. World views are in going through a lot of rebooting right now. People's core belief systems about the economy, about government, about our institutions are really under scrutiny. And it's coming out, that which is created the corruption of our institutions and that which can heal these institutions. So that creates extraordinary tension between the status quo and a wholly new consciousness that's already the prevailing awareness of many people on the planet and rapidly becoming the prevailing awareness of a critical mass of people. So like I say, you can call in on the show. There's phone numbers there on the webpage. About halfway through the show now, there's going to be a wrap-up with about a nine-minute pre-recorded message that just kind of massages this message of the big shift in consciousness on the planet and the understanding that the Internet, what I refer to as net reality, plays in that big shift. There are a lot of articles, as I mentioned, that you may find interesting on the website. And specifically, there's the one article at Galactic Shift. There's several links on it that deals with the shift of the ages at, in the Galactic Nexus, the great turnaround of cosmic cycles. And a lot of people are interested right now in what's the big picture, what's really going on, not just geopolitical, but geophysical. What's the quantum factor with the energetics of the planet in our solar system, in our galaxy, in these converging cycles. I'm touching lightly on this. There's several articles linked here that go into great depth on these larger cycles. I hope you find those interesting. I'd like to, again, discuss this with anyone that's interested in different aspects of this that you'd like to bring to the subject. But in the meantime, I thought I'll take kind of a little break here and reference one of the sponsors for our show, and that sponsor is AA Food Reserves. Those who are interested in food reserves, there's a link at the bottom of the article, and it references, again, the Be Prepared philosophy of during this, these times and cycles, the value of food reserves, all things considered, when we're looking at the currency situation perhaps getting worse, and what's referred to as devaluation of the dollar, to where not only is the value of the dollar at question, but also we're looking at food scarcity is becoming a huge issue as different farming and operations don't have the capital to even reseed their fields. So there's also that, the Be Prepared thing. As an old Eagle Scout, I try and basically create this these articles and the show with that philosophy of hope and pray for the best and prepare for the worst. So enough of that, I thought I would go into more of this understanding of what's going on with the global reboot right now, and specifically in regard to the Constitution and the Constitution of core constitutional freedoms, and those freedoms, how they correlate directly to what's going on in the global field of potential. The global field of potential right now is like a prayer field, and there's it's a function of, you might say, the collective belief systems on the inner. Rupert Sheldrake refers to this as the these prayer fields in the morphogenic grids of consciousness. And there's been a lot written about the 100th monkey effect and what's going on with different belief systems that precipitate our greatest hopes and our worst fears. That's why, of course, the old saying, there's nothing to fear but fear itself. Well, it's more affirmative to refer to the thing to believe in is faith itself. Is more the positive way to look at it. So believing in, conceiving, believing, and achieving, you might say, the understanding of where things are going in a positive way, the big shift to, you know, more light, more love, and how that can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. The expression is keep your eye on the ball in terms of where we focused our attention. Tends to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. And this is happening more so right now as the veil thins. And this understanding of our belief systems, you know, how they are precipitating like a prayer field, you know, where our energies are at and how important it is to keep a positive vision of where things are going. Again, hoping and praying for the best while preparing for come what may. Now, there's a great quote that Mike Quincy had on his website recently, and what he said along these lines is, what you are doing by electing to follow the path of ascension is to acknowledge that you are a light being and that your true home is in the higher dimensions. That's where you came from. That's where you're always destined to return. You know, we've been, you know, basically, it's a way of saying that we've incarnated into this dense octave of incarnation, and we're high, you know, spiritual beings having a human experience, but we forget that. He goes on to say, Mike Quincy, that there are dimensions whereby pure thought, these dimensions that we're returning to, they are dimensions whereby pure thought, you are the creators of whatever you desire. And that's the point. He goes on to say, not only by pure thought are you the creators of whatever you desire, but it's where you find perfection in their manifestation. Already in the present time, you're beginning to find that your powers are returning to you. And it becomes more important that you are aware of where you are putting your energy into. Hitherto, you have created through your mass consciousness, and it has determined the nature of your experiences. Now it is starting to become a more individual one, where you are attracting to yourself exactly where you place your energy. So this, and that's, again, that was Mike Quincy, and I didn't have that written into this article, but it's from his website. If you want to do a search on Mike Quincy, you can find that. I'm sure it's one of his recent articles. That the point here is the first law of self-fulfilling prophecy, and that is that we get what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not, at least on some level. And, you know, the correct affirmation here is for pure intention that begets focused attention on our individual and collective evolutionary ascension. This path of the ascension, the path of, you might say, upward mobile soul evolution is the path that is that basically the planet is going through also. The planet, when I say that, the planetary grid, the grids, the morphogenic grids, there are principles involved whereby they're normalizing with these new energy changes, and this is what's going on with the Earth body right now. There is just an acceleration, like I say, of Earth changes to adjust to this, these cosmic energies. And many people are familiar with the understanding of how planetary systems, just like solar systems and galaxies, go through an evolution. And we are in the universe, and the universe is in us. Modern science is now well aware that the DNA is a transceiver that not only receives energies in a communication that works within the body, but it transmits energy. And there are many indigo children that are extraordinary receivers with their DNA and their full consciousness, and able to pick up not just what's going on in their body, but what's going on in the consciousness of people on the planet, what's going on with the energies of the planet. And there are many extraordinary examples of gifts of, you might say, the Holy Spirit, whereby people have activated their DNA or have specialized their DNA in ways that they pick up like a tuning fork. They can tune into different things that are going on in the holographic field of the holographic universe, where there's no time or space, and they can basically channel or otherwise communicate that understanding. So this is, you might say, the divine destiny of Earth's evolution, as we're all going through a shift in our DNA, and our DNA is dramatically changing. And this is what I wanted to go into with the show today. I wanted to give a basic orientation to what's behind that. This is, as I say, the divine destiny of Earth's evolutions. It's going on in the human kingdom. You can see it manifesting with a lot of people coming into a new awareness of not just how bad things are, but how good things can be. And I emphasize that for balance, that you can get into, it's easy to get into, you know, the world's problems, and the deeper you go, it becomes like a bottomless pit. And that's why the balance aspect of it, of looking at how good things can be, that's what I've tried to do with this show on cosmic love. And that's what the articles here reference, is that there is a big shift in a positive direction. Excuse me. So, I haven't had anyone else call in, and my voice is wearing a little thin here. So, I'm going to be wrapping up here shortly. And we look forward to hearing you on the next show.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the Internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with Cosmic Love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic Love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change. Only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality, that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience. It will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, What goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.